Hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait. That is all that we creatives hear from the outside world. If you are in a waiting period, this is the episode for you. So tune in. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my unstoppably creative friend. What is shaking? I hope you are starting out with a great month of June. Summer is upon us, and I'm starting to feel really, really excited about a really cool summer. So I hope you are getting excited about summer as well. And I'm not going to lie, I feel like it took a little while for summer to get here this year. It feels like we've waited a long time for it. I'm super glad it's here. And waiting for summer started making me think about the waiting that we have to do as creatives. Because if you are pursuing a creative field, especially if you are doing it as an actual career, there is a lot of waiting. In fact, often it's a lot of hurry up and wait. And I have had tons of practice at this in my life, and I'm going to share some of those with you today. But more importantly, I want today to really be about you getting so clear that there are a lot of amazing things that can happen in the waiting, even when it doesn't really feel like that. So I've got some tips for you on that, but before I jump into that, I've got some mail. So this letter is from Emily in Wisconsin, and it says this: "Hey Leslie, thanks for all the wisdom you share on this podcast. It really feeds my soul every week." And thank you for even saying that, Emily. "My question is this: I'm in my early 30s and I just feel like I should be further along in my life by now. How do I get over feeling like I'm failing even though I'm working really hard?" Emily. Oh my goodness, Emily, I just want to say thank you for your braveness and your boldness in asking this question. And I know that everybody listening to this, including me, has felt that at some point in our lives. We always have an expectation of what life is going to bring us by a certain time. And if it hasn't brought us that, it has the ability to make us feel like we're failing. But I just want to say right out of the gate, Emily, you are not failing. You are out there working hard at whatever it is you're pursuing. You didn't say in your note what the thing is that you are pursuing and working hard at, but I know you are working hard, and your patience and diligence and consistency will pay off. So I specifically picked this note from Emily because of the subject matter of this particular episode. And Emily, I hope everything that you get from this episode will be helpful. But I do want to give you two big tips, Emily, that hopefully will help you, because these helped me in my life when I was at times in my life where I felt the same way. The first tip I would give you is at the very end of your letter, you said you feel like you are should be further along for how hard you are working. You've probably heard the phrase, you've got to learn how to work smarter, not harder. And I want to really encourage you to take a step back and look at your life and make sure that you haven't just been working hard, but you've also been working smart. And what I mean by that is sometimes we get caught up in feeling like we're working really, really hard, but when we take a step back and we look at what we've been working hard at, it might not be the actual thing that you need to be working hard at to get where you want to go. Does that make sense? I've given the example on this podcast before of like, when I was sharing that, hey, I keep working on this new website that I was building. And the time that I was building that website was not actively getting me customers. It wasn't actively getting me the opportunity to grow my business. Obviously, the website needed to occur, but that actual work of doing that was not something that was actually converting people to paying customers. And so you want to look at whatever it is you are pursuing in your life and make sure the things you are working hard at are actually the right things. Also, when I was pursuing my acting career, I found myself marketing myself a lot, which is very important when you are an actor or any kind of creative artist. You've got to market yourself. But you also have to stay in check is, am I actually doing the work? I would always check in and make sure I was doing the appropriate work to keep my craft up too, because that ultimately is way more important. Because if you're great at marketing yourself and then you get in an audition room or you get into an interview or get into a go-see, whatever it is you are doing for your art, and your craft is not good, all of that marketing doesn't mean anything. So that might not be your situation, but I want you to just take a look and make sure that the things that you feel like you've been working really hard for or hard on are the right things to be working on. And tip number two for you, Emily, is keep listening today, because today's whole episode is on this notion of waiting, and learning to trust God's timing. Now, I'm going to be super honest with y'all. I am really bad at this. So that's probably why I'm doing an episode on it, is so that I can learn from it too, but also just share with you that waiting is a hard thing. When we believe and we think that we've done the work and we have, it should be happening right now and it doesn't, it is frustrating. I've shared my journey with the musical. I just did that big presentation last week in Los Angeles, which was a crazy huge success. It was absolutely incredible. However, now we are in the waiting period, and this is not the first time in my life I've been in a waiting period. This is life in general. There's always something that we're creating, especially when we are creative artists, that we are in waiting for it to actually manifest and become a reality. So how do we do that? How do we make ourselves feel okay in the waiting and actually use that waiting time for good? So here's my truth bomb for this episode, and some of you aren't going to like this, but here's the real truth. You can work super, super hard at something. You can decide you want it at this time and in this place and at this time of day and this week and when I'm this age, but the reality is you do not have control over that. I know that's a horrible truth bomb to hear, but the reality is it will always end up being God's timing. Now, if you don't like hearing the sound of God's timing, put in the universe timing, whatever thing you want to put in there that's going to make you feel comfortable. But the truth and the real deal is that it all happens in God's timing. And it took me a long time in my life to actually grasp that. Not just grasp it, but actually to trust it. Because I'm going to ask you this. How many times in your life have you really wanted something and you just were so mad or so upset that it didn't happen at that time? And then when it actually did happen, years later or weeks later or whatever, it ended up being better for you, that it served you better. And if you'd had it happen earlier, it would not have been good for you. I know that you have had that happen many, many times in your life. So tip number one, my friend, is to trust God's timing. It will always be right. It will always serve you for the positive, even when you don't see it in the moment. Boom, that is my truth bomb of the day. Tip number two, do not stop believing in the waiting. Your waiting period is the moment that you are given, no matter how long that waiting period is, for you to continue to believing in whatever it is you're wanting to occur. Whatever thing you're wanting, whatever new step in your life you're wanting, whatever project you want to complete, whatever notoriety you want to make for yourself, in the waiting, you must continue to believe that. The moment you let go of your faith and belief that you will get there is when you start to absolutely backpedal. That is the time that it will take you down. And I don't want that for you, my friend. One of the things I've said about this musical for me is I keep saying to my partner, something magical is around this. I know this is God's timing. He would not have rested this story on our hearts for 25 years for it to not happen. Do not stop believing in yourself, your project, or whatever it is that you are pursuing while you are in the waiting. It is that belief, it is that consistent sense of faith and knowing and hope that absolutely these things will occur. If you continue to work toward them and you continue to make it happen and you continue to have faith that it will occur at the right time that will serve you the most, I promise you, my friend, the waiting will be so much easier when you continue to believe. Tip number three for surviving the waiting is to let it go. Now, I want to be really clear when I'm saying let it go. I am not saying let the project go and don't think about it anymore and don't continue to believe and don't pursue it. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about letting go of the hold it has on you right now in the waiting. A lot of times in our waiting periods, that's all we can focus on and think about and get in the frustration of why isn't it happening and it should be happening and all the things that feel like things are against you. They're not against you. You're just frustrated that it hasn't happened in exactly the right timing that you wanted it to. So in that waiting, make sure that you are looking clearly at yourself and letting go of what you are holding on so tightly to. This will help you wade through the waiting in an amazing way. Now, tip number four is kind of along the same lines as letting go, but to just say, hey, I'm in a waiting period. We can't really do anything on the project right this minute. So go do another project. Go do something else that excites you. Find a hobby, find a sport, find a community, something that can engage your time when you are in a waiting period. Doesn't mean you're not still working toward it, believing in it, but there are times when you do just need to step back, let the waiting period occur, and then go back to it when you feel excited about it again. The waiting period is there for a reason. Even in the waiting, there is growth. In the waiting, there is fortitude. In the waiting, there is bravery and faith. I want you to find that because that makes the waiting a whole heck of a lot easier. And then finally, tip number five, write it down. I know you probably have whatever it is you're pursuing and what you're waiting for. You've probably written that down as a goal before, maybe many times. But when I say write it down, I want you to actually get a notebook that is solely dedicated to you writing every single day, 20 times a day, maybe 10 if you only want to do 10, but 20 is better, 20 times a day that thing is going to happen. For example, I have a notebook that every single page says, fetching water is running in New York City. Fetching water is running in New York City. Fetching water is running in New York City. That is the vision, the goal, the thing that I am manifesting, and God's timing will happen when it is right. Now, you might be laughing on the other end of this hearing me say that, but I cannot tell you the number of times this has actually occurred in my life where I every day wrote down 10 to 20 times whatever it was that I was pursuing at that time, and it happened. This is called manifestation, my friend. And if you have not adopted these kind of principles to keep you moving forward towards something that you want, it is a big missing piece of your puzzle. Do not forget the power of writing this down. And when I say write it down, I don't mean on a computer. I mean actually in a notebook that you physically write, because there is absolutely proven scientific research that when you write things down longhand with a pen to paper or pencil to paper, whatever, that your brain interprets it differently and remembers it and starts to take it on. So do not let this tip number five be something that you just go, oh, that sounds silly, or that sounds like a waste of time. Please do it. I have seen it work so many times in my life, and it will work again for you. All right, my friend, that's what I've got for you. Thanks so much for being with me this week, and I will look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, my friend, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.